For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. Amen. In Tony Kushner's play, Angels in America, one of the characters describes an experience on a night flight to San Francisco. She sees souls rising from the earth far below, souls of the dead, of people who had perished from famine, from war, from the plague, and they floated up like skydivers in reverse, limbs all akimbo, wheeling and spinning. And the souls of these departed joined hands, clasped ankles, and formed a web, a great net of souls. And in this, nothing is lost, and there is repairing, a mending of the ozone by this web of souls up in the atmosphere. For us, as Christians, nothing is lost because that web of souls up there in the atmosphere has been absorbed into, infused with, connected forever with God's love. November 11th, and today, Remembrance Sunday. These are days of remembering. These are days when we are reminded of the conflict and violence of war, not to glorify it, but so that we never forget the sacrifices made. These are days when we hold the suffering of war and the loss and grief that comes out of violent conflict. We hold that and we honor those who have joined hands and clasped ankles in that great web that Tony Kushner wrote about. These are days when we pause and feel that great web of souls joined forever in God's love, surrounding and holding us in that love on our earthly journey. I invite you to close your eyes, feel that now. We have an opportunity today, too, though, to consider a different kind of remembering. Looking back is part of remembering, certainly, but we are also invited as Christians to consider remembering, as in putting back together. We're invited to think about remembering as repair, as healing, and to reflect on the new life that is made possible in that repair and healing. In that same scene in Angels in America, there is this line. In this world, there's a kind of painful progress, longing for what we've left behind and dreaming ahead. Our readings this morning invite us to consider this painful progress. In that painful progress, as we look to the past and dream of the future, we are stretched. That stretching can be, often is, painful. Sometimes that stretching takes us to our breaking point, and there is a coming apart, a breaking, a tearing. There is stretching and breaking and tearing all around us in our world. War, conflict, violence, breaks and tears. Yet, we are invited to trust that in that painful progress of this earthly journey, in the stretching and even in the breaking, we are invited to trust that God is with us in Jesus. And in that being with, there is a putting back together, a repairing, a mending. A new life is possible. In our gospel passage, Martha is stretched by the death of her brother. She gives voice to that stretching as she says to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." This is the past pulling her. Then she says, "But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." This is the future pulling her. Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." Jesus is saying, "I am with you." He is saying that there is new life, there is resurrection and relationship with God made possible in him. This is new life, resurrection, mending and healing now. Our reading from Wisdom invites us into stretching. There is lament over the souls of the righteous. And there is hope that those who trust in God will understand truth. There is painful progress in the now as the pull between lamentation and hope stretches us. And God is with us in that painful progress. In our reading from 1 Peter, there is the naming of various trials and a stretching into a living hope of the resurrection. So too is God with us in that painful progress. Our psalm reminds us that we walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. This recognizes God with us now in all the painful progress of this life's journey. John's gospel is a mystical gospel. It is full of mystery and more. From its first verses, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God," we are drawn into mystery. And I've often felt it like an elastic, stretching me into places that are more than these earthly eyes can see. John's gospel unfolds in a way that is like a pendulum. The Word, Jesus, swings into this time and space and gathers us in, swinging back outside of time and space and drawing us into timeless, endless, eternal relationship with God forever. Our gospel passage today invites us to hear and feel this in Martha's response to Jesus as she says, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." The one coming into the world. Feel the action, the movement in this coming. The one coming to be with us in all of life. The one coming to repair and mend with a way of love and compassion. And the one coming to draw us outside of this time and space and into God's eternal love at the end of this earthly journey. These days of remembering, yesterday and this morning, these are days when we consider peace. Pacifism, with a C, means peace-loving. God does call us to be lovers of peace. But this can't be mistaken for pacifism, with meaning the acceptance of suffering brought about by injustice. It can't be mistaken for pacifism that doesn't resist evil. If we are truly to be peace lovers, we must be activists working for peace. This work stretches us. This work is part of the painful progress in this life journey, and God is with us as we make that progress. We join with those who have made this progress in the generations before us, and we trust and hope that this progress will continue after we are gone. The way of Jesus is a way that mends. Peace-loving, non-violent resistance, compassion, kindness. These things mend. They repair our world. As we are surrounded by the web of souls up in the atmosphere, we are invited to join hands in this world and to be Jesus's hands, to mend and heal, to repair and bring peace. This morning, as we remember, may we all experience a remembering in ourselves. May we experience a putting back together, a healing, a repairing in this morning's song and prayer and sacrament. May we know that just as the souls of the departed are held in God's love, so are we. May that putting back together give us fresh strength in all the stretching of this life, in all the painful progress of this life's journey. And may we join hearts and hands as we follow the way of Jesus. In his name, amen.